Okay. Today is Daf Mem Vav. We're on Mem Hey Amud Beis. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're like right smack in the middle of the story. So we said that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. Rish Lakish said that you're allowed to move a candelabra if you can move it with one hand, but not if you can move it with two hands, right? And we said, why? What's the difference between one hand and two hands? So we said, we'll explain today. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm in the first wide line, where the lines get wide on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. And by the way, today's shiur is sponsored by the Nordensberg family. Sponsored by the Nordensberg family, Ilanishmas Moshe Dov and Shaul Pinchas, whose yard set I believe is this week for sure. This week. So the Neshama should have an aliyah. It's Vav Kislev, which was Vav.
Tomorrow's
Dalad. So today's Dalad. Okay. Okay. So and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein anu lanu ela ner kerb Shimon aval menorah, but a menorah a kandelabra beinit l'ro de'achas beinit l'bishtei adav asil taltala. You're not allowed to move it. Fine. Time of my. What's the reason? Rabbi Rav Yosef to Abri Tarvayhu. Sorry, they both say howl since the adam kovela makom. Basically, you've made a makom out of it." You've like you made it, I'm putting it here. It's too big to pick up and move. Such a thing that's too big to pick up and move, you're not allowed to move. That's why if you need to hold it with two hands, it's so big you can't pick it up with one hand, it's like sort of like stationary, and it's a new kind of thing. We never heard of this before. We're going to reject it anyway, but that's the Havmina. It's like a new kind of thing. It's like a big stationary thing that I put over here. It can't be moved.
Even if it's one thing, you can one hand, it still moves. How do you explain that?
Oh, Rashi says, because it's muksa, because muksa macha is miyus. It's a candle, because it's a candle. He was busy, the one who said it's mutter with one hand doesn't hold from the candle issue. Holds like of Shimon. Just if it's two hands, he can't. Why? It's like stationary. The other one holds not, no matter what. Holds like of Yehudi, he can't move the candle at all. Right? Because it's an old candle. So, hal v'kvili makom. Amalei abayel Rav Yosef, v'harei kilas chasanim. But a kilas chasanim is a, okay, it looks like, there's a picture of it here in the Gemara here. Basically, it's a flat board, and a box spring, and the board has a pole going this way, and a pole going this way, and a pole on top. And you drape over a curtain, like a tent. The problem is that pole on top doesn't have a tefach. It's not a tefach wide, and then the pole, and then the curtain drapes down. It's just a pole. So it's less than a tefach. That's very crucial. So therefore, Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, Hari Kilas Chasanim, you have such a thing as a Kilas Chasanim, this bed of Chasanim, it's called, the Adam Kovel HaMakom. And you put it down, you're not moving that around. You set it down over here, it's Kavelo Makom. Farmer Shmuel Mishum Rechia, Kilas Chasanim, Mutter Lintosa, you're allowed to put it up, Umutter Limparka, and you're allowed to take it down, Bishabbos, on Shabbos. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Stam Kilas Chasanim, Ein Lo Gag Tefach. It doesn't have the Gag doesn't have a Tefach. Sheneklitin, Yotzin, Lishnei, Roshe Hamita, Be'emtza, Echad lekan ve'echad lekan, right? Poles go from one end and the other end, and a pole in the middle. V'nos non klunos mizet lezet, and you put a curtain or a sheet hanging down on both sides. U'mashlich meha ohel aleha, and it forms an ohel. V'hushofer lekan lekan, and it drapes down on both sides. V'kivin she'eno rachav tefach, since it's not a tefach wide, ain't a ohel. It's not considered an ohel. It's not binyan, it's not stira. Okay? So that issue you don't have.
Listen, why does one beam make it an oval on that when you have the sheet over the top?
Because that's exactly what Rashi is saying. That since it doesn't have a tefach,
It doesn't have the status of an ohel. It just doesn't. It all, everything has a shear in this world. Everything has a shear. The shear is a tefa.
So the structure underneath is what makes it not put on top of it?
Yes. Apparently, yes.
So why is there
we're going to reject this anyway. What?
Why is there an umbrella no problem?
We're going to get to...
umbrella shouldn't be a problem.
It's a much it's bigger than a tefa.
There's no, like, support.
Okay.
So is the sheet bigger than a tefa?
Correct, correct, correct. You're all asking good. You're all asking good. This is not the place to talk about ohel. Right, right. No, no, we're not going to reject that. We're going to reject the kasha at the muksa. We're not going to reject that. That ohel thing, I think, is true. What's the difference between that and an umbrella and a baby carriage? You put? We're going to get to all that. We're going to get to all that. We're going to get to all that later in the mesechta. Anyway, so what's the kasha? What do you see from here? Right? So wait a minute. This is something that you don't move around. I put it over here. So how can I take it down and put it together? Right? Why am I allowed to do this? Right? El Amar Abaya. Abaya says, no. B'shel Chulyos. The menorah is talking about, look at Rashi, the menorah shall prukim. The reason why you can't move the menorah has nothing to do with kvius. That's rejected. It has nothing to do with kvius. What does it have to do with? The menorah is made out of pieces. Shel Chulyos. Chulyos means pieces. B'shel prukim. It's pieces. So what's the issue? Shema, maybe, tipol, it's going to fall. Vitis pareg, and it's going to become all separated. Viach zirena, and you're going to put it together. Vinimtza, and it comes out. Osa kli, you've created a kli on Shabbos. You have created a kli. So what's wrong with creating a kli? What's wrong with that? Nola, maybe. Bona, right? You created a kli. Look at Tosos. It's the Tosos of the Chulyos, Ben Gedola, Ben Ktana, Asura. Tosos says like this. Kasha Lemi, wait a minute. The Reparic Beis Debeta, Tanan, we learn over there, Gimel Dvorim, Rabbi Gamliel Machmir, Ki Beis Shammai. There are three things that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmir like Beis Shammai, which we are not Machmir like Beis Shammai, because we don't hold like Beis Shammai, but Rabbi Gamliel was. And V'chashiv, Ain't zokfin is a menorah. You don't do this, put together a menorah. Mashma, the Beis Hillel Shari. Beis Hillel said it's not an issue. Umafareish hasim b'gemara, hacha b'menorah shel chulyos askinan. We're talking about a menorah. Now, you can't go to a metal shop, buy a chunk of metal, and form a menorah on Shabbos. You can't do that. What can you do? You can put the pieces on. Why? Mishum de mechzi kebona, because it looks like you're building. That's Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai savri, yesh binyan b'kelim. There is no such thing. There's no such thing. So why can't you? What's the problem over here? You're allowed to do that to a menorah. You can put the piece and the pieces. There's no binyan on by Kalim. Again, you can't fashion out of scratch. But a thing like this, where the pieces interlock and you're just gonna stick it together, that's not an issue of binyan.
You're basically saying that those new sukkahs that we have, if the pieces clip it together,
correct,
which is not a tefa, you can put that together.
You might be able to. It's a very interesting point. This gemara is also going to come up later when we get to the real malacha of binyan, but it's here derech agav, and Tosis is going to ask a question, and I'm not sure I understand the answer. We'll see what he says. We'll do it together. But yes, so far I would say yes. What you're saying is absolutely right, Mati. Absolutely right. No question about it. Very interesting.
It's quite hard to believe.
It's very, very hard to believe. Now, when it comes to we have the kiddush, so you want to stick the pot into the thing and you interlock it. No one has an issue with that. Such a thing, right? But when it comes to building a sukkah, what's the difference? Sukkah is not a kli. Maybe it might be really a dira. So I don't know. It's not a kli. But your idea stands correct. Your idea is right. The idea is, how big can it be? So maybe a sukkah might be different because it's not really, I don't know if it's a kli. There's no binyan by kli kalim, right? So you want to stick the chair and there's like the back of the chair connected to the cleat. So that might be okay. Right?
Yeah, what's an umbrella? Not a cleat?
What?
What's an umbrella?
Yeah. Umbrella's a cleat, but you didn't, you're not building anything. You're just opening it.
What's
malach is that? Right? What malach is that? We'll get to that. What malach is that? The malach is making ohel, right?
It's
not one of the 39. No, it's not. Okay, so anyway, Alma, Shari Beis Hillel Menorah Shel Chulyos Lahachzir. You're allowed to put together a menorah of Chulyos. a menorah of pizza. It's not a issue. Now, umad shari b'sof pirkel lahachzer mitah shel chulya. Same thing with a bed, b'rofui, where it's talking about where it's easy to put it together. Right? You don't need tools. It's very interlocking, very easy. Ika l'ukme hachinami b'rofui. But then you can say the same thing over here. It's talking about soft. Easy. Aval lamanda asar, but the one who said no, that's asar, kasha. What's the kasha? So if it's soft over here, say if you hold it hard, fine. If you hold it difficult, it's a problem. But if you hold it easy, it's easy. So why over here, why this bed? So therefore what? So why can't you move the menorah? Well, that's our question. So why can't you move this menorah? So the Gemara said, the reason you can't move the menorah is because it's made out of pieces, and it's going to fall and break, and you're going to put it together. So what? Okay, there's one sheet that maybe you can't because it's difficult. But what if it's easy? So what? So why can't you? For Tibritri, the Hasamaiwi, Kigon, so listen to his answer. Shachulyos, Michubarin Yachad. Really, they're all connected. The animal is sparking. They don't really come together. Upa amim matinosan, upa amim zogfinosan. Sometimes a little bit, sometimes more. What I think he's saying is, how much work do you have to do to put these pieces together? If it's not that bad, then share with us. Then it's okay. Then it's not really called binyan b'kelim on Shabbos. That's a bit. But the whole thing from scratch, it can fall to 1,000 pieces. You can sit there all day long putting everything together. That's a problem. Not sure what that means. That's why I read this Tosfos. What does that mean? What kind of gather is this? Right? I was thinking about it. Do we even really have these types of kalim? We have to put them together? Such a, we don't even have such a thing like this? Why don't we make them today? I don't know what it is. I was trying to think. What kind of kalim do we have where they interlock? And, I don't know. All right. Anyway, so ihachi, if all that's true, my time to Rishur Melakish to Shari. Then Rishur Melakish said it was all right. So why is it all right? What about the Chashash? Again, the Chashash is going to fall, and you're going to have to put it together on Shabbos, and you're building something on Shabbos. What about the presence of the Kli? So we stay with the Kasha, really. So my Chulyas, what does it mean, Chulyas? It doesn't really mean interlocking. It means Ke'en Chulyas. It means that it could be, it looked like Chulyas, the Is Lechidki, because it has grooves. So really, it's not, even if it falls, it's not going to break apart. It's not made of pieces. It's one thing. So there's no reason why I can't move it. According to Rishonis, why can't I move it? There's no reason I can't move it. It's going to be pieces. There is no pieces. It's only made out of one thing. So then what's the issue? Well, it looks like it has pieces. It looks like it has like grooves. People could think, hey, you put this together? Nah, they just made it look like that. Really, I didn't put it together. So Rosh Hashanah is not an issue. Hilkach, here's the story. Chulyos, if it's made out of pieces, ben gadol or ben katan or surul tazla, then taka, you can't move it. Why can't you move it? It's a gzera. You might come to put it together. If it falls and breaks, and the pieces fall out, we'll put them back. Gedola, nami, the isbe chidki. And if it also has, if it's big, and Rosh Hashanah said if you need to move it with two hands, you can't move it. Why? Gzera atu gedola de chulyos. It's a gzera atu a menorah that has pieces. Keep pligi. What's the issue? Bikatana de ispe chidki. By a small one that has grooves, but it's made out of only one piece. Mar savar, Rabbi Yochanan savar is gezvinan. Still a gzera, and therefore you can't move that. Umar savar lo gezvinan. And Rabbi Shlakish said it's not a gzera, you can move that. Okay? Now, umi omar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Bam Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam mishnah. The halacha is like a stam mishnah. And what's the stam mishnah going to say? The stam mishnah is going to hold like Reb Shimon. That what? Utnan. We had this already the other day. Muchni shalah. Right? You have a wagon, and muchni is a wheel. You have a wagon, and connected to the wagon is a wheel. Right? Usually four wheels. Right? One wheel in each corner, and then that wagon gets to move. So the wheels are connected to the wagon. Right? So now, is the wheel considered part of the wagon? So it depends. If the wheel could be taken off, if the wheel could be removed, it's not considered part of the wagon. Regarding what halacha? Regarding every halacha. Like what? So here we go. Muchni, shalah. Bizman shehina shmetes. If the wheel could be removed, then ein chibrala. It's not considered connected. Ein nimdadat ima. It's not counted as to figure out how big the wagon is. If the wagon can hold 40 saw, it's going to already be called, not become tamei, because it's not a kli anymore. What if the wheel could help? No, the wheel does not help. Ve'ein matelos osa ol hames. And it won't save the ol hames. In other words, if the wagon's very large, it can't make an ohel because it's too large. The wheel still can. They're unrelated. They happen to be, they're connected. Ve'ein gorin osa b'shabbos. You can't move it on Shabbos. B'zman she'yesh ol hames. If there's money on it. Right? Now, no, you can't move it. Right. You know, the wagon. Now, that, the implication is, ha'ein ala mos, if there's no money on it, sharia. It's mutter to move the wagon. Even though the money was there on b'nei shmashos, and then someone came and took it away. The goy came and took it away. Now there's no money here, now I can move it. By the way, Rav Shimon says that. That's Rav Shimon. So what do you see? There's a stam mishnah in Masechet Kelim. The paskins like Rav Shimon. So how could Rav Yochanan, who always says the paskins like a stam mishnah, paskins like Rav Yehuda? Why is it our mishnah, stam mishnah? That's a good question. I just want to talk about that. Anyway, so Amar of Zera. So Rav Zera says you have to reinterpret the mishnah there in Kelim because we can't get that mishnah to hold like Rav Shimon. Why? Because we don't want Rav Yochanan contradicting himself. Rav Yochanan said we hold like a stam mishnah, and Rav Yochanan said a hold like Rav Yehuda. The only way to make that jive is to change the Mishnah in Caleb. Right? So therefore, says the Gemara, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, make our Mishnah, the one in Caleb, Shelo Hayu Aleha Mos Kol Bein HaShemashos. That there was no money, that the money was not on the wagon the entire Bein HaShemashos. Okay? Even though, 1 second, so the Mishnah said, the ein gorunos abishabes bisman sheyesh alehamos. If there's money there, right? The only time you're allowed to move the wagon is shalohayu alehamos bein hashmashos. The money wasn't there the entire bein hashmashos. However, the Mishnah that said that Ein Gorunos HaBashabbos Bezman Sheyesh Alehamos meant that the money's still there. Therefore, you can't move it. It's Muksa. Even though that doesn't really make any sense. Right? It doesn't really make any sense. In other words, the Mishnah in Kalim was saying, you're not allowed to move the wagon as long as there's money on the wagon. The implication is that if there's not money on the wagon, you're allowed to move it. But the truth is, there was money on the wagon the whole time. That's not what the Mishnah really said. However, we're forced to say that Shlo Lishbor is different from Shal Yochanan because we don't want to make Rabbi Yochanan wrong. So we're forced to say that very unusual pshat, difficult pshat. We're forced to say that so Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be wrong. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shuvin Levi. Pamachas one time. Rabbi went to the Yosfura. Vahora the Menorah Kriv Shimon Bener. And he paskin like Rav Shimon Biner. So he pas horig b'menorah k'Rav Shimon Biner. He paskin like Rav Shimon by menorah by ner. Because right? We've already learned that they're two different things. Menorah is an issue with binyan and pieces. And the ner is a issue with one candle. A menorah is a candelabra. And with different halachas. So ibay lahu. Horig b'menorah k'Rav Shimon Biner l'atera. That it's mutter. O Dilma, ho Rabbi Menorah li Sura. He held in Menorah's asa to move. O Kirb Shimon b'ner lehetera. And when it comes to a ner, he passes like Shimon is mutter. And teku, so that's a teku. Now, Rav Malkia, ikla lebe Rav, Rabbi Samloi. Rav Malkia went to visit Rabbi Samloi, v'tilta l'shraga, and he moved the candle, the ikla Rabbi Samloi. Rav Samloi got angry at him. What are you doing? Rav Yossi Gilila. Rabbi Yossi Gila Ikra La Asra Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. He went to the town of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Tiltel Shraga. He moved the candle. The Ikbid, and he got angry. The Ikbid Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina got angry. So the interesting part of him, the Chodesh Aviv, explained that the two stories are slightly different. The first story, he went to his house, and the host didn't hold like that. The second story, he went to the town, where the town didn't hold like that. And the mussar is, when you go somewhere for Shabbos, you have to practice like the host, like the town. Oh, I'm a guest over here. I'm doing this and this and this. What do you mean? But we don't hold like that over here in this house. Now, how you apply this to Zvanah Zeh?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
It's only 2 days jump to Beretz Yisrael. You know that, right?
Right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We got in there.
Yeah, that's not a town.
It's mashma, even if the host in this town also didn't hold like that. But this is the minhag in the town. But the minhag in the town is we don't move kiddos. Me, I really hold like Rav Shimon. But I can't, I would never do it in public, right? But they're never going to marry my kids, right? Okay. Rabbi Avo, ki ikul la'afed Rav Shua ben Levi, when Rabbi Avo went to the town of...
What is someone told?
Yeah, I know, it was interesting. What do you mean?
Oh,
the take-away is what do you mean?
Yeah.
I know. Rabbi Avo, ki ikla asad Rabbi Shuvan Levi, when he went to the town of Rabbi Shuvan Levi, haya metal tel shraga, he held a candle. Ki ikla asad Rabbi Yochanan, lo haya metal tel shraga. When he went to Rabbi Yochanan's town, he didn't do it. So, memanoshach, ikrib Yehuda svirlei, levit krib Yehuda, and ikrib Shimon svirlei, levit krib Shimon. So the answer is Olam Kirby Shimon severely. Umishum Kvod Shub Yochran, who Dulhavi Ovid. And because it might not make sense, I really hold it to Mutter. I'm gonna go to his town, I won't do it. Amar Yehuda, Shraga de Mishcha, a candle of oil, Shari Lataltala, you're allowed to move it. The naft, but if it's made of how do they translate naft? Nafta? What? Right. Also Lataltala. That you're not allowed to move. You can also do that. Now, with Avia, I'm going to skip the parentheses because we're going to that doesn't belong there. It belongs in the two lines from now. Now, with Avia, Ikla Lebe Rava. Rav Avia went to Rava's house. Listen to this story. Havimiyathin Bikare Betina. His shoes had dirt on them. What kind of dirt? You can imagine. So, Asive Apuria, Kameh de Rava, they brought out a bed in front of Rava, and he wiped his shoes on Rava's bed. Right? So Ikbid Rava. Rava got, what are you doing? Right? So Boya Litzuri, Rava says, I'm gonna give this guy a hard time. So he says, Amalei, my time of Rabbi Rav Yosef Tavayu, Shraga Danaf, Nami Shar Latal Tule. How come they hold you're allowed to move a lamp with naft oil that went out? How come this is how we bothered them, right? Yes, from Halacha. How come you're allowed to move such a thing? So Amalei, hold the chazil khasib mana. You can use it to cover something. Alright? El Miata, then called throw it to Matalton. Then every rock in the garden you can be able to move. Howel v'chazil lechasuyi b'mana. You can use it to cover something. He said, no, amale hacha ha ikatoras kli aleha. This is a kli. It happens to be that I use it to light a candle, but it's a kli. Ha lekatoras kli aleha. There's no kli over here. This is the rock. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Hashirim, right? Bracelets, v'hanizamim, or nose rings, v'hatabos, or regular rings. Harehein kechol ha-kelim, hanitalim v'chatzar. They're like any keli that could be moved in the chatzar. By the way, this line in the Gemara seems to agree with Rav Moshe. That you really, what are you moving this for? Right, you left a bracelet in the garden. So why are you moving it? What could you do with a bracelet? The answer is that's not a klisha malachto le'itzer. It's a klisha malachto le'heter. Right? It's a different thing altogether. A bracelet. What's a bracelet? It's a klisha, not itzer. You don't use it for an itzer, you use it for a heter. You use it to look pretty. Right? Nothing wrong with that. So I take it back. We're going to get to Rav Moshe soon.
It's a man looking at a female bracelet.
No, but that itzer is not a Shabbos itzer. That's not a Shabbos itzer. Right? Vama Ula. Tom, what's the reason you're allowed to move the bracelet? How will the guitar is clear now? Because it's a kli. A mutter kli. Right? It's not an usher kli, it's a mutter kli. Hachanami, how will the guitar is clear now? Yeah, it's a kli. Status of a kli. Right? Okay. Next. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Baruch Rachmana. Look, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, he says. The lokas be Rava or Ravia. The Rava didn't embarrass Ravia. Ravia was able to hold his own. Rava tried to get him, to zing him, and Ravia was able to push him off. Right? Rava asked him a kasha, and he made a good answer. Baruch Hashem.
There was no punchline here, really. It doesn't come back with a punchline related to the fact.
Right. There was no punchline. Exactly. Now, Rami le Abaye le Rava. Abaye asked a kasha to Rava. Tanya, we learned Moser Hashem and Shebiner v'Shebakaira, the leftover oil in a lamp or in a plate, usher, it's usher. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon said it's mutter. Again, why does Reb Shimon hold it's mutter? Because the candle went out and the leftover oil is just not muksa. It's just not. Right? Alma, Reb Shimon, lesle muksa. Reb Shimon holds there is no muksa. Vira minhu. But I have a kasha on that. So this is a Gemara that says like this. On Yontif, such a thing as muksa Yontif also. Such a thing. Now on Yontif, you're allowed to shecht animals if you want to eat them. Yeah. You're allowed to do that.
If you can eat it.
If you can eat it, exactly. So let's say you have a good animal, you're very excited to eat it. The only thing is, it's a bechor. It's a bechor. So a bechor, there's one of two choices you could do with a bechor. Either you bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, or if it has a mom, then you could shecht it in your backyard. So you want to bring over the expert, the kohen or the expert who's going to check on the mum, check on the animal. It has a mum. It's limping around. Now, does it qualify as a mum or not? You're not an expert in that. What do you know? You call over the guy. So after davening, he'll run over to your house. He'll take a look at the animal, and he'll see if it's a good mum. If it's a mum, then you can shecht it right now. So there's a machlokes whether you're allowed to do that on Yontif. And Reb Shimon holds he's not allowed to do that on Yontif. You can't call over the expert to come look at your animal on Yontif to see if it has a mum, so you can shecht it in your backyard. Why can't you do that on Yontif? So, the answer is, because it looks like you're being misakin it. That's what it looks like. It's nearer ki misakin. Right? I'm fixing up this animal, I'm getting it ready. Too much going on over here. What?
On Yontif.
Correct. I want to eat it on Yontif, but to make it ready on Yontif, that's a problem. Yes, you are. Because right now I can't eat it. I can't shecht it. Why? Maybe it's a good bechor. Maybe it has a mum. I don't know. Let's call over the expert. You can't do that on Yontif. It's too much. It's too busy. It's too much going on Yontif. You can't do that. Since you can't do that, it's muksa.
Why isn't it the reason you can't do it? Because you're changing the classification.
So maybe that's exactly what you're doing. Maybe you change the classification. That's what it means to tikkun. It's misakin. You're misakin it. I'm making it from a potential carbon to not a carbon. By the expert's psak. He's going to pass it. This is a mum. Don't worry about it. Go enjoy yourself now. Great. Get the neighbors. Have a barbecue. Get busy. So you're changing. It could be you're changing the status. They call it Masakin Mana. It's a Gemara in Beta. It's a Gemara in Beta. This whole thing is a Gemara in Beta. You can't do this, right? Yeah.
It is what it is. So he's just analyzing what it is. He's not making it.
That's exactly what you can't do. You can't do the analyzing. You can't do the analysis on Yontif. It's exactly what you can't do. You can no analysis on Yontif. Right. Okay? So 1 minute. Reb Shimon Omer, call She'ain Mumo Nicker Biyontif. If the mum is not recognizable on Yontif, you need the expert to come and paskin for you. You can't tell on your own. Erev Yontif, the Erev Yontif. Ein Zemin Amuchan. It's not considered prepared. If it has three legs, then it's the mum, no shayla about that. Then you can check it. But you're not sure. The guy didn't come Erev Yontif to pass him for you. He cannot come on Yontif. So what's the kasha? Right? So what do you see from here? The Reb Shimon does hold from muksa. He does hold from muksa. Why? What's the difference between the leftover oil in the lamp and this animal? What's the difference? How can the animal's muksa and this little lamp, the oil, is not muksa? Right? Right?
If the mum is permanent, it goes to the kohen anyway. The kohen's permanent.
So maybe he's a kohen, or maybe he'll give it to his neighbor, right? And by the way, the kohen can invite him over.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So the Ritva says, but how do you know that the reason why the Reb Shimon holds you can't bring over the guy is because muksa? Maybe there's an isser that we're not allowed to call over the guy. So it says, because ain't him in a muchan. What does it mean, ain't him in a muchan? Ain't him in a muchan means muksa. It should have said, lo yochel, lo yishchot. Doesn't say that. It says, ain't him in a muchan. So he says, wait a minute. Hachi hashta? What kind of comparison is that? You can't compare the two. Hasam, by the candle, Adam Yoshev, Umetzape, the guy sitting and waiting, Amosai, Techabe Nero. When's my candle going to go out? Because I'm a big cheapskate, so when's my candle going to go out, and I'm going to be able to save the oil, hacha, over here, by the animal, Adam Yoshev and Mitzapa, Masa Yipa Bomum, person does that? Meimar Amar, Meimar Dinafel Bo Muma. Who said it's going to be a Mum? Vim Tim Salama Dinafel Be Muma. And let's say there is a Mum. Meimar Dinafel Be Muma Kavua. Who said it's going to be a permanent Mum? Ve'i Tim Salama Dinafel Be Muma Kavua. Meimar Dimizdakek Lechachim. Who says we're going to find even a guy to give Kopaskin on Yontif? How are they going to even find somebody? So there's so many variables.
Why?
There's so many variables that when Yontif begins, it's off your radar.
Why?
The oil? No, absolutely not. If the Sfas Emes, wait a minute. Who lights a candle? Who lights an oil lamp? I'm waiting to be cheapskate. Who does that?
That's not
the way.
It's not that you would, but you know it. But you know it. The candle, you know there's always a quarter left, and you're going to use it again.
What do you mean? Most people...
I know Hanukkah lift, I know there's always a quarter of a thing left.
Why is there a quarter left? You fill up an oil, and you're just going to burn out.
Because I know that it always does. That's just...
Right? So he doesn't really give a good answer. The ultimate top, I'm waiting to be a cheapskate. But that's, people don't do that. So he says, it could be, the only thing you can think of is your oil leaks. The lamp leaks. So the stuff that drips out... In a chanami, you fill it up. You want it to last the whole night. You fill it up. But it leaks. So the leaking part, you're going to save. That you're going to save. Why should that go to waste? That you're going to save. Since you're waiting for that, so you're waiting already to see if anything will be left over, you'll be a little bit cheap. And what if it doesn't leak? So if it doesn't leak, it doesn't apply. He leaves it for dochuk. Yeah.
You're waiting for it to get one because you can't use it if it's a bukhar.
What do you mean? You bring it for a carpet, so you're doing a mitzvah.
Well, you have to make some mitzvah, let's say, right?
Right.
So the bukhar still exists.
You're right. The point, there are so many variables that when Yontif begins, it's not on my radar. Look what has to happen. It has to have a mom and a kavua, and I can find the guy to come past it. So many variables. So you know what? I'm Yontif. You're not going to be busy with it. But the candle, well, it's in my living room. Every Shabbos, I do the same thing. Every Yontif, it's the same story. I have a leak. It leaks out. I'm always collecting more. I always save it for next week. So, yeah, it's not going to be muksa. Because on your radar, it makes a perfect sense. Okay. Masiv Rami Bar Chama. So the Bar Chama asked the following question. Mafir in Nedar and B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be made for your wife's Nedar on Shabbos. L'Torech Shabbos. Skip the parentheses. L'Torech Shabbos. If it's four Shabbos, she made a Nedar, she's not eating challah with you. So you're allowed to be made for that nether on Shabbos, right? Vamai. Lema. Miyemer lemezakach lebal. Maybe the husband's not around to be made for it. Who said he's around? So the Gemara answers. Tosfos has another kasha. Tosfos says, wait a minute. She makes a neder that what? That she's not going to eat challah? Why does that make the challah muksa? You could eat it. Right? So he gives two answers. They're both no good. The first answer, they're both hard answers. One answer he says is, she made a neder on the whole world. Is she even allowed to do that?
No.
She can't even do that. But let's assume she did it. And the second answer is, that it's true. But the fact that when Shabbos begins, she can't touch that challah. It's muksa for her, so then it's like a shemitz of muksa to it.
And you can't touch it?
You can touch it. It's not, you're allowed to eat it. She can't ask it. She's not. But the fact that there's a muksa aspect to this challah, so that's what we're trying to undo.
Tuesday, she can't touch it.
Right, but there's no muksa on Tuesdays.
So
since she can't eat it, what purpose does it serve? By the way, the Magen Avraham says, frozen meat is muksa. You know that?
Yeah.
What could you do with it?
Right.
Can't eat it.
Right.
It's muksa. Right?
Yeah.
So too, she made an edit, I'm not eating that cookie because I'm on a diet. That cookie becomes muksa for her. Now, who said you're going to find a husband? Who said you're going to find a husband? Right? By the way, you're comparing the husband making a neder and being made for the neder to calling over a guy to pasket on the animal. They're not comparable, says Tosa. Because there's nothing wrong with the husband being made for a neder. If there is something wrong with pasking on an animal on Yontif. What's wrong? You're busy with changing the status. Nothing wrong with a husband being made for a neder. Nothing wrong with it.
It's not an avera.
To bring over the expert on Yontif, he's doing something wrong. Shouldn't be busy with this on Yontif. So had the husband be made for that, not doing anything wrong. So again, Dozes gives a difficult answer. He says, maybe she made a neder for some mitzvah she's busy with. right? She's trying to improve herself, and you're undoing that. So what are you meddling with her Yira Shemayim and her getting close to Hashem? You're busy, you're mafering it. What are you doing that for? So maybe the husband's reluctant to be mafer. So doing something. Okay. Anyway, so the husband's not around. So same answer. Hasim kedar Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Darav Pinchas Mishmei Derava. Kol Nedaros Al Das Baile Hino Deres. No. Every wife knows. It's built into every wife's nether. She knows the husband can be made for it. That's part of the halacha. She knows. So every nether is built in. If a husband doesn't like it, or then it's going to go off the table. It's not going to be a valid nether. Tashma. Same story. Nishalin Nedarim Shal Shabbat Shal Tzorech Shabbat B'Shabbat. You can go get a nether. This is by a group of three, right? So not a husband, a wife. Your own nether. So you can undo that on Shabbos also if it's four Shabbos. So Lema mi yemer zagel chacham. Who said you're going to find some chacham to make for your nether? So you're right. Hasam over there. Ilom zagel chacham. If you can't find the chacham, zagel b'gimel hadyotos. You get three regular. We do by Erev Rosh Hashanah. You get three regular people. Even your son can be part of the three, right? And you may figure another. So you can do the same thing on Shabbat if you have no choice. Chacham by Bechar, Mi'em will zakele chacham. Who says you're going to find the chacham? Rami le'abaya of Yosef. Mi amr b'shimon kavsa mutter l'taltala. If it went out, you're allowed to touch it. Kavsa in, lo kavsa lo. But if it didn't go out, you're not allowed to touch it. My time, why? Dilma b'hadi naket le kavsa. Maybe while you're trying to move it, you're going to put it out. Therefore, you can't move it. Hashmein leilu of Shimon, davar of Shimon, davar sheinam is chavim mutter. But wait a minute, davar sheinam. We'll say it's not for sure that's going to happen. If it's for sure it's going to happen, it's a situation. That's not for sure it's going to happen. It's not for sure it's going to happen. Who says that when you're trying to move the lamp from the dining room table to the kitchen table, who said it's going to go out? It might. It might not. So Rav Shimon says that's mutter. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, Gur Adam Kise Mita of Sasa Babachal Yasas Chavim Kritz. As long as they make a Kritz. So there's nothing wrong with that. So why can't he move the candle even when it's lit? So Rav Shimon is Chavim. So the Gemara is going to say a staggering answer, which is going to reject. Gemara says, Kol Hecha Dichim Mechavim Nikki Yisur Doraisa. If what you have Kavana to do would be an Isur Doraisa, Kilo Mechavim, so when you don't have Kavana, Gozer Rav Shimon midravana. Rav Shimon was gozer midravana. That's why you can't move the candle even if you don't have kavana to put it out. Because if it goes out, it's a daraisa. However,
what does mutter mean? Rav Shimon's kind of mutter.
It is mutter. Since the 1 second, but kol hecha dechi mechavet ikki yisur midravana. But if you mechavet to do the act. And it would only be a derabanan. Dragging a bench across the ground, even if it makes a charetz, and you want it to make, it's still a derabanan. Because it's not the normal way of making a charetz. You don't make a charetz on the back of a chair. That's not the normal way to do it. So it's a klachayad, it's not a normal way to do it. That would also only be a derabanan. At worst, it's a derabanan. Kilo machavein. So if you don't have kavana, share Rav Shimon lechatchila. Rav Shimon says it's lechatchila, it's not an issue. You hear that? But a candle, it involves an issur d'oraisa no matter what. If you had kavana for it to go out, that would be a d'oraisa. So therefore, you can't do it even if the davar sheinam is chavin. It's a gzeira. If you would have kavana, would it result in a d'oraisa? If you drag your bench across, even if you have kavana to make a furrow, it would not result in a daraisa. Why not? Because it's not the normal way of doing it. Nobody plows with chairs. You plow with a plow. So since nobody plows with chairs, even if you had the kavana, it would still be a darabana. Therefore, if you don't have the kavana, I just want to move the chair from here to there. I'm not interested in plowing. Leave me alone. Then it's mutter. But a candle, you get into the Ramban's question. But a candle, even if I don't have kavana, it's still a daraisa. Therefore, I can't move it if it's not a shayna mischavit. Ask Rabban, but it's malachat shetvichol gufa. I don't want the charcoal. You hear the question? Yes, I want to move the. I want to put the candle out. Why do I want to put the candle? Because my wife really wants to sleep. The light's bothering me. So I want to put it out. So I'll move it from here to there. And hopefully, if I move from here to there, I want the candle to go out. I'll move very fast. It's going to go out. But it's still davar shayna mischavit. I'm sorry. It's malachat shetvichol gufa. I don't want the product. I just don't want the candle here. That's also not a Doraisa. So to answer that question, you hear the question? So the Ramban gives a very difficult answer, and he says that they made a gzera anyway by candles because the reason why you want it to go out doesn't really translate into what you see. In other words, if I look out the window, I say, what's this guy doing? He's pulling a chair across the floor. What's he doing? Right? What am I going to say? He's plowing? No one's going to say that. Because it's abnormal. There's an abnormal way to plow. So no one's going to say that. Now, putting out a candle, if you want the charcoal, it's a doraisa. If you don't want the charcoal, it's a melchat shetzvi kol gufo. Who knows that? It doesn't look like you're doing anything that's not a doraisa. It still looks like doraisa. What are you doing? You're putting the candle out. Since the distinction is so slight between, you know what I'm about to say? Since the distinction is so slight between malacha shein tzrichul gufa and malacha shein tzrichul gufa, they will ask it anyway.
My question is,
That's exactly the Ramban's answer. There's always a normal way to put out a candle. Put it out, blow it out. Move it fast, it'll go out. It doesn't make a difference. The only difference is, what do you want to put it out for? Do you want the charcoal or do you not want the charcoal? Right?
So you don't want to put it, you want to move it to the other because you want to read it to the table. So you're moving the table from the dining table to your kitchen table.
Correct.
So you don't want to put it out. Just make a love it.
So if that's not your intention, then it's still usher.
What?
Because we made a gzera. We made a gzera. It's exactly that. We're going to reject this anyway. We're going to say it's a different reason. We're going to say it because the candle's a buses. That's what we're going to answer. Everything's a buses to the fire. That's why you're not allowed to move it. Everything's a buses to the fire. That's going to be the final answer. But before we get to the final answer, there's one more Gemara here. Wait a minute. Masav Rava. Rava asked the following question. This was one of the Gemaras that was during the blackout when we didn't have any power, which we didn't learn together. So here's a story. Mokre Ksus is a very difficult sugi here. Mokre Ksus, you want to buy a shirt. Mokre Ksus, a suit. So Mokon Kidarkon, how do you buy a suit? You try it on. But I try it in the suit, maybe it has shatnas. You don't have to wear shatnas. Now, it's a davar she'eino mischavein. I don't want to wear shatnas. Right? Might have it. So Mokre Ksus, Mokon Kidarkon, you're allowed to wear it. As long as I don't have kavana to get hana from wearing the suit. Why am I wearing it? Because I want to see if it fits me. But you shouldn't have kavana. It's a sick ratio. By wearing a suit, you automatically have kavana. It's very difficult. You mean you automatically have hana? I'm wearing a suit. Very difficult. So Tosfos answers as follows. Tosfos answers, no, you're wearing a suit already. You're already wearing clothing. So the additional hana that you get, what kind of hana is that? If you intend to get hana, oh, now I'm even more warm. Now it's more geschmack. That's a problem. That's when you're wearing shatnas. But if you don't intend it, then you're not getting hana. Now, when we try on our suit, we take off our other clothing. Right? We try on our suit, we do take off our clothing. So this answer is difficult.
I mean, you're not gaining.
What do you mean? You're wearing a suit. You can walk in the suit store. So you can walk around in your underwear or you can walk around in pants. So the pants have shatnas in it.
But
it's a psik ratio.
You can't really wear it until you pay for it.
So what? What do you mean? So what? So let me say, so what is the kinyan? It doesn't, right. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult sugya. The Ron answers like this. The Ron gives a better answer. The Ron says, There's no isurim of psik resha by non-Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos. Only by Shabbos we have this. It's not a Shabbos halacha. What is it? It's a Shabbos halacha.
Psik resha is only by Shabbos?
That's what the Ron says. Yes, it's whether we hold it or not. By the way, you know who talks about this? The Mishnah Brura, not the Mishnah Brura. The Chavetz Chaim. It's not the Lashon Hara. Right? If you hear Lashon Hara that you don't want to be Makabel, is it a psik resha? Talk about that. Can you imagine talking about such a thing? I'm not being Mikhail, but it's a psik resha. You're sitting at a table at the bar mitzvah and everyone's yenting away. I really don't want to listen to this. So I'm going to not listen. Yeah, but it's a psik resha. You're listening. So do you hold that there's no psik reshas by non-Shabbos? Big Shiloh. Anyway, two more seconds. So, about Tanuin, and if you really are Tanua, then you won't try on the suit. Mashpilin b'makal achrin. You'll put it on a dummy, and then you'll see, does this look good on the dummy? Will it look good on me? V'hacha d'chi mechavin yisur daraisa ikka. So you're mechavin on this daraisa. So kilo mechavin shari v'shem l'chachila. But if you're not mechavin, v'shem said it's mutter. So this whole difference between daraisa is still rejected. El amarava, the reason why you're not allowed to move the lamp while it's lit is because ner, hanach ner, l'shemen, upsila, leave alone the candle, the shemen, the oil, the psil, the wick, ha'ol v'nasa basis l'davra asr. It becomes a basis to the davra asr. What's the davra asr? The flame. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.